This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were some subway problems in New York City today. By some, I mean quite a few. And by today, I mean all the time. What to do about mass transit problems in the most economically important city in this country, though, is what's news. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who are none too fond of each other, by the way, have found common political ground on something called congestion pricing. They want to charge drivers a yet-to-be-determined fee when traveling through Manhattan's central business district, the southern end of the island, basically below 61st Street-ish or so. The money, and here's why we mention it, is going to go to fixing New York's beleaguered subway system. And the whole idea of congestion pricing could be a revenue model for other cities as well. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that one.
New York has actually been kicking around the idea of congestion pricing for years. Traditionally, it's a tax to change behavior, to push people to drive at off-peak hours when the fee's lower and roads are less busy, or maybe forgo the drive altogether.
To shift people to other modes, bikes, scooters, transit, buses, etc.
Alex Bayan heads the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Berkeley.
They will not only maybe push people to other modes, but it will also make sure that while they're on the road in a motorized in a vehicle, essentially, they will be spread more efficiently.
In New York, this is also about generating revenue for the city's transportation authority and its ailing subway system.
Taxing those vehicles to improve the transit system to give people alternatives to driving is a good thing.
Steven Schlickman is a transportation consultant in Chicago. He warns getting buy-in from residents is important, as is figuring out the right pricing scheme. New York's plan still has to be approved by state lawmakers. If it moves forward, other cities will be watching, says Mitchell Moss, director of the NYU Rudin Center for Transportation.
Just as New York led the way with banning smoking, other cities are going to say, is this a revenue system which we can use to finance our own infrastructure?
Cities like Los Angeles and Chicago are already looking into congestion pricing programs of their own. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.